My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to make money from videos. Money, 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 right? YouTube kind of sucks right now because they keep adjusting the revenue or the ad share kind of agreements with the creators. But the cool thing is you can use Patreon. That's Patreon. You can go to Patreon and you can have your fans come to you, donate to you, have different tiers of people. So an example of this, let's take a Playboy model, for example, right? She might have like a private Patreon channel where people can donate to her. People can do it that have, you know, they draw cartoons, they do videos, things like that. You can see people making 30 to 40 grand a month doing this, right? So check out Patreon. You get a better deal there. A lot of creators are flocking to it. I recommend checking that out. They just raised, I think, 144 million, and they're valued at, a billion now. I could be off there, but I do think they're valued at a billion.
Have call to actions within your video. Sell products, sell services. You don't have to monetize just by using ads like AdSense or Patreon or anything like that. And it's funny, Eric and I was doing an event the other day, and one of the people in the audience has a popular YouTube profile, and they're all about skincare and acne. And you know what? They do a few million a year in revenue. If it wasn't for their YouTube profile, they wouldn't be generating that kind of income. And it was funny when Eric and I were talking to her, we're just like, how many more videos have you been creating? And she was just like, oh, I haven't been doing it in a while. I got started 7 years ago and I just slowed down on it. It's like, why would you slow down on it? She's like, oh, I don't have that much time. Well, if that's what generated you most of your income, you should double down on it. You shouldn't slow down on it. It's super powerful if you're selling your own products or services.
Yeah. And the other thing, I mean, you know, if you're looking to generate money from videos, you're getting a lot of views. I mean, you can always do product reviews, and a lot of photographers do that. A lot of creatives do that, right? And they link to an affiliate link. Let's say they're linking to Amazon. But yeah, I mean, it goes without saying. I mean, you can definitely talk about the things that you offer, you know, maybe get people to download some kind of lead magnet and then push them through a funnel and then get them to buy that way. So think about that, right? I mean, let's look at Neil's YouTube channel right now. You're getting, what, 130,000 views a month right now?
That's correct.
Okay, so he's getting 130,000 views, you know, and maybe he's not monetizing right now. He probably isn't. But if he wants to later, if he wants to retarget those people, he can retarget all those views through YouTube advertising. And that's how he can decide what kind of message he wants to drive to them, what kind of funnel he wants to put them through, whether it's SEO, pay-per-click, whatever it is exactly. And that's how you can get more creative with videos. Don't just think about, hey, how can I become a vlogger? And then how can I get people to support me that way through ad revenue? You need millions and millions and millions of views. And even then, if YouTube decides to ban you, or they decide to make adjustments to their terms again and screw your revenue share, then you are screwed. You're better off building your own empire.
Yeah, and in general, with YouTube, it's a long-term player. Videos in general, you can use them for so many different things, and there's so many different ways to monetize. You just have to be creative, but you have to give it time. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm getting all these views, I expect to make money right away. It doesn't happen. If you look at Gary Vaynerchuk, he's extremely popular on YouTube. It's helped build his agency and his career. And if you look at them now, they're doing over $100 million a year in revenue. If it wasn't for all the social media videos that he's putting out there, he wouldn't have built up as big of a brand, and he wouldn't be generating as much income.
Great. So I think that's the high level around how you can make money with videos. There's so many examples out there. I encourage you to look at what makes sense for you. That's it for today from us. But before we go, we have a 90-day free trial of Crazy Egg to give away to each and every one of you. All you need to do is go to singlegrain.com/giveaway to learn more. And we will see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.